GTAC has plans for a four-mile-long, $1.5 billion iron ore mine in Ashland and Iron Counties. So far this month, two resolutions involving nine Ojibwe nations in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota weighed in on what's turning out to be an environmental and political hot potato. Last week, the Bad River Lake Superior Band of Chippewa voted to oppose the mine, taking all peaceful measures possible. Bad River Chairman Mike Wiggins calls GTAC an external force, bringing a catastrophic project to their land.
There's been no consultation with my tribe, and of course, we stand to bear the brunt of the environmental impacts that are coming. We'll be drinking, breathing, and eating the environmental impacts from this open pit mining project for the next 200 years.
Wiggins says their greatest fear came true last week when a draft bill to fast-track the mining permitting process surfaced. Jim Zorn is the director of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. He says that yet-to-be-introduced bill was unanimously condemned May 5th by their Voight Intertribal Task Force, which represents nine bands of Ojibwe.
The tribes expressed deep concern about hasty decisions, about decisions that would not be based upon the best information available, and that you really apply the precautionary principle that the less you know, the more careful you are.
Zorn says since they haven't been allowed to consult on this new mining permitting bill, it's like shadow boxing with the legislature. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.